Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
James, tell us about...
It's interesting.
Courtney.
Well, first of all, I thought you'd rule me out because we're roommates.
Well, and that's honestly...
That's the crazy part here, man.
Right, that's what intrigued us, actually. So tell us how you opened the door from roommates to romance.
Okay, so her boyfriend moved like 4 hours away, and I think they were only a couple months in, and they broke up already. I guess because of that.
Okay. Yeah. And so the dynamic changed once he moved away?
Yeah, I mean, I guess she had more time on her hands, so we talked a lot more and hung out. And, I mean, I wasn't really I wasn't going to make any kind of move. I didn't think it'd be appropriate.
So tell us about this night, because you alluded to it in the message to us, but I want everyone listening here to Second Date Update to hear it from you.
So, I mean, it was pretty innocent. You know, we're sitting on the couch and watching a movie, and then this sounds so cheesy, but both of our hands, like, reach for the popcorn bowl at the same time. And, we laugh.
Oh, the old popcorn box trick. I'm sorry. So, I interrupted a beautiful moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what happened? So, hands touching the popcorn bowl. Go on.
Yeah, we just kind of laugh about it. And the next thing I know, she's just out of the blue. She's kissing me, right?
Wow. All right. So she made the first move, then.
I hope the Hallmark movie writers are listening to our show right now because we have so much content for them.
Well, let's just say it got pretty R-rated pretty fast.
So can't do that in a Hallmark movie.
Can't do that in a Lifetime. at least not before sundown. That counts me out.
Yeah. So, like, what's been happening since then?
Well, okay, so, I didn't finish. We had, let's just say that we had a very nice night in my room.
Wow.
And, yes. Yeah.
And so night, the next morning, and since then, what's been going on?
So I guess I asked her, well, hey, when can we finish the movie? And she said she wasn't sure, though.
So why haven't you asked her just more directly what's going on, James? I mean, you live together.
Right. I really like her, but I don't want to pressure her, so I just have sort of kind of let things lie the way they are.
All right, so we're calling Courtney to find out if she wants anything more than just being roommates with James.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Courtney?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi.
Who's calling?
Yeah, Courtney, it's not a sales call or a spam call, anything like that. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We're not selling anything, and I'm sorry it's not a contest or anything, but would you have a few minutes to talk to us this morning on the radio about a mutual friend? He's actually a listener of ours.
Who's the friend?
Okay, so his name is James, and he also happens to be...
Say, your, I think you know him pretty well.
Yeah, he happens to be your roommate.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and
James wants to hook up with me again, and you're asking for him.
Kind of. I mean, this is a second date update, and he reached out to us because he said it's been a little bit, you know, awkward with you guys ever since the, I guess, movie the other night.
Where things got a little physical.
I know, but I'm getting over a breakup.
Right. But he just enjoyed the evening so much. And what we do is basically come out and ask, are you interested in James that way?
I mean, he's great.
Yeah.
But dating somebody that I already live with, it feels like I'm skipping over 10 whole steps.
Yeah, but can you just tell us, like, from your side, what happened that night? And maybe why you don't want it now, why you wanted it then?
That's a good question.
I mean, I'm assuming you're attracted to James, right?
In the moment. Yeah. I mean, he's a former competitive swimmer, and he's got a good heart. So, yeah, kind of.
Okay. Well, listen, we're not here to make this any more awkward than it might be for you, but we have James on the phone with us today. He's listening in. Would you just say, I know.
Jim, you called a radio station.
Hi.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, Courtney, if you need to take things slow, I totally get it. All right.
Look, I'm sorry. I probably seem hot and cold, but I'm just not ready for an instant living boyfriend yet.
Well, what if we just, I don't know, let things play out and see how it goes? I mean, can we embrace that we met in a weird way? And then, I don't know, I think we get along well, and why don't we just see what happens?
I feel like this is crazy, but yeah, there is definitely something.
Let me interrupt here. And I feel it too. And I think a lot of people listening, and PT might agree or disagree,
but sure.
Obviously something brought the two of you together, and it might have just been friendship. Obviously you're roommates, so you get along already.
Right.
You know each other's probably best and worst habits. And listen,
there's a lot of marriages that are start as roommates in a lot of ways.
Really?
Or maybe they go the other direction.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's
anyway,
another conversation.
Let's set that aside for a moment. You two met, were you friends before? Were you introduced through mutual friends and then you got along and somebody was obviously looking for a roommate at a certain point?
No, I just placed an ad.
Okay.
And she answered it and I was totally.
Was the ad on Tinder? No, I'm kidding.
But I mean, think about it, though, you've lived together for a while now.
Yes.
That's like what a lot of couples would live for or would long for is the idea that, you know, you can live with somebody and get along with them and, you know, whatever, like have a mutual agreeable relationship.
Yeah, but I mean, when I was looking for a roommate, I wasn't thinking of a hookup or anything. I thought she'd be a great roommate.
Yeah.
You know, she loves my cat.
I had a boyfriend at the time,
yeah.
You know?
But you kind of alluded to the fact there is definitely something between you and James, but you may not just be quite ready. So are you saying, let's go slow?
I don't regret it, but maybe, yeah.
Let's finish that movie, James.
Yeah. Come on.
Courtney, come on, finish that movie.
Speed it up to the good parts. Guys, we are going to let you wander down the hallway to each other and take this to the next step.
I believe in miracles.
You know what?
Okay, now that it's out there. I hear a lot of phone noise in the background. I wonder, are you guys in the same room
right now?
Are you in the...
No, I'm at work.
Yeah, okay, so work. All right, well, you might want to call. You might want to go run home.
I'm actually at home, but
are you telling James to come home?
Easy.
All right, guys, listen, we're going to leave the rest to you, but I want you to keep us up to date on Second Date Update.
Thunder and PT are just a phone call away. 612-428-1029.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.